think the games are the most interesting because you draw little diagrams.
Tyler Prime's LSAT study guide is well-worn. Some of the pages have been earmarked. Others are filled with diagrams he drew to help him solve some of the book's logic puzzles.
I spent a solid month working through a Princeton Review book, probably working anywhere between 40 hours a week at the peak.
Prime is hoping all that studying paid off when he took the real test in early February. He needs these scores when he applies to law school next year. For decades, the LSAT has been the only exam accepted by law schools in the U.S. American Bar Association regulations say institution admissions must require a standardized test that is valid and reliably predicts student performance.
But it doesn't say that that standardized test must be the LSAT.
Mark Miller is the dean of the U of A Law School. He says opening admissions to GRE test takers significantly expands the pool of qualified applicants. About four times more people take the GRE than the LSAT. The GRE is also more accessible because students can take it most any day of the year. The LSAT is only offered four times a year.
And it allows us to then build a class that will be more diverse in every respect, the kinds of backgrounds they have, the kind of interests they have.
It's no secret the legal field lacks diversity, at least when it comes to race. According to the last U.S. Census, about 88% of working lawyers were white. So Miller says after a study determined the GRE does reliably predict student performance among the U of A student body, officials there decided to make the change. But the move isn't just limited to Arizona. Officials with the Educational Testing Service, the organization that administers the GRE, say about a dozen other schools have also shown an interest.
It is consistent with other efforts we are making to diversify the profession.
I think it's much more than that, and I have a much more critical view.
Stacey Zaretsky is an editor at AboveTheLaw.com, a blog covering news and issues in the legal industry. She argues while diversity may be one of the motivators, ranking and declining student enrollment are factors too.
What has happened in legal education in the past few years is that the number of applications and applicants have gone down by a lot. And law schools right now are looking at ways to fill their seats.
American Bar Association numbers show law school applications peaked in 2004 at around 100,000. By 2014, that dropped to roughly 55,000. Ohio State University law professor Deborah Merritt has been studying the recent structural changes within the legal profession.
We always thought of law as a golden ticket.
She says this drop in applications is due to a number of factors, one of them being there are just fewer jobs out there after graduation. Globalization and technology have also played a role. She explains while law is a field that requires high-level analytical skills, a big part of the job is paperwork processing.
And as computers have been able to do more of that keeping track and processing paper and even helping with research, there is a need for fewer live bodies.
U of A Law School Dean Mark Miller acknowledges the GRE and LSAT are two very different tests. However, he stands behind the move because the school's grading standards haven't changed.
Has the downturn led us to think about the different ways in which we can broaden the base? Absolutely. We don't view that as a bad thing.
As for law school hopeful Tyler Prime, he says the move won't impact him too much because it's just one school. But down the road, he wonders which test will be more important.
Maybe someday, if it ever gets more gray, which is more important, we'll have to spend more time studying for two different tests.
Right now, though, it's still too early to tell if the GRE will catch on with more law schools. In Phoenix, I'm Carrie Young.